Page 35, City of Woodburn, City Council Ward 3, first candidate Robert Carney, C-A-R-N-E-Y, occupation engineer, occupational background, Portland General Electric, electrical engineer, educational background, BSEE and MBA, prior governmental experience, Woodburn City Council. One major responsibility of a city councilor is to propose, evaluate, and vote on policy issues. Policy decisions frequently involve discovering the fine balance between a city's property tax policy, optimum urban growth, and transportation needs. Residential properties are heavy consumers of city services, police, water, sewage, etc. Industrial properties often pay greater property taxes while consuming less city services. Encouraging a discrete mix of residential and industrial development is the wise path and frequently results in long-term property tax base stability. When first elected to the Woodburn City Council, I understood this phenomenon and began the effect to expand our urban growth boundary to attract new industrial growth in dormant areas both inside and surrounding our city. We were successful, and that success provided our next major challenges, encouraging the production of living units for new employees and upwardly mobile growth for current residents called upon to staff these new facilities. We attacked this growth challenge by hiring additional planning staff, automating our permitting process, and offering a welcoming face to new living unit developers. A major corporation is building their facility on one segment of that new industrial zone. Additional industrial corporations are examining the remaining sites. The first corporation's promise of 1,800 full-time living wage jobs is now backed up by over 1,500 newly constructed living units, with another 2,500 in the planned and pre-construction phase to accommodate our city's additional housing needs. To deal effectively with this growth, we began by overhauling our Woodburn development ordinances and our transportation plan system to better handle this challenge. We continue to manage this ongoing effort. However, it must be done effectively for all citizens of Woodburn to thrive. Please return me to the Woodburn City Council to continue this important work. This information furnished by Robert Carney and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Also on page 35, second candidate for City of Woodburn City Council Ward 3, Azanette Hayden, A-Z-A-N-E-T, H-A-Y-D-E-N. Occupation, attorney at Garcia Hayden Law. Occupational background, attorney at the Oregon Law Center, 2020 to 2022. New Home Immigration Services, 2016 to 2020. U.S. Navy, 2009 through 2016. Educational background, law degree, UNT, Dallas College of Law. Bachelor of Science in Criminal Justice, Brandman University. Prior governmental experience, U.S. Navy, Master of Arms, Military Police, June 2009 to September 2016, board member of the Woodburn Downtown Association. Personal, I've been married to my husband, Stephen, for 11 years. We have three boys, ages 10, 7, and 5. I've spent most of my adult life trying to give back to my nation and community. After serving 7 years in the United States Navy, I attended law school, where I spent my free time working at a nonprofit providing legal services to low-income individuals. After passing the Oregon Bar, I began working for the Oregon Law Center and recently opened my own law practice here in Woodburn, where I have continued to focus on helping others. As a former police officer and criminal justice major, I am committed to public safety. I will work diligently to ensure that we have a greater police presence in our community to reduce crime and promote safety. I want Woodburn to continue being a great place to work, live, and raise a family. Woodburn is a beautifully diverse and vibrant city. I am proud to have married into my husband's family who have lived in Woodburn for nearly 50 years. I will work hard to responsibly maintain neighborhood livability as our city grows. Please vote Azanette Hayden for City Council. This information furnished by Azanette Hayden and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county.